This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to give something up for Lent, how about trash? Or making trash, I guess. Try not to throw anything away for a month, and whatever trash you do accumulate, carry it with you at all times in a little bag. That's what Mary-Kate Rainey did, and we caught up with her while she was grocery shopping during her 40 days of being waste-free.
Oh, GMO-free vegetarian jelly beans. Oh, man. And they're on sale. What a world we live in, where I can get bulk GMO-free jelly beans. Yeah, so over the past several weeks, I have been not using trash cans. On Ash Wednesday, I decided I was giving up garbage cans for Lent. I thought I could do the usual thing of giving up cookies or sugar or, I don't know, some other junk food that I like to eat. But I wanted to do something that was better for the planet, better, that would make me a better person, and that people would care about more than just me not eating cookies for 40 days. Right now, we are at the East End Food Co-op, and this is where I'll do most of my grocery shopping because this is where I can do zero waste or no trash grocery shopping. There are a few other places that let you do it, but this, I found, is the best one. Waste that I've produced since Ash Wednesday fits in about a quart-sized Ziploc bag. It's a combination largely of receipts. I found that you can't get away from receipts no matter how hard you try. First place you want to go is you want to weigh all of your bags and you weigh all of your jars. That's because when you shop in bulk, you get charged per ounce and by weight, and so you don't want to pay an extra $5 because your glass jar weighs, 5 ounces. So the first place we're going to go is we're going to go tear or weigh our packaging. You have to write it down. You can write it down on a little tag that they give you, but this also is trash. So I bring a scrap piece of paper that I had and we'll write it down on there. I define waste as something that you can't recycle and that you can't compost or that you can't reuse in some other way. So I don't keep anything that I can recycle or compost or anything like that. You can do a lot of simple swap outs to reduce your waste footprint. Like one of the first things I did was I swapped out my toothbrush, which is made out of plastic, and I swapped it for a bamboo toothbrush, which you can compost. And you can swap out like body wash and shampoo for a bar of soap and a shampoo bar, which you can buy over here unpackaged. And it's really just a lot of small changes. Like you look at how you walk through the day and you look at the trash you produce. And then once you identify it, you can make those small changes because they're not hard. You just have to think of them. All right, so we're at the checkout counter where if you're at, I don't know, a big grocery store, they will look at you weird if you have jars, but here it's the norm. You can ask for no receipt and they won't print it. I've got so many things. And that's spinach.
Okay.
And so, hold on, I've got all of my tares. And we've got the tomatoes, Brussels sprouts, peanut butter. All right, that jar is 0.41. And the PLU is 440. And that's it. That's everything. No, I would not like a receipt. Thank you.
That was Mary-Kate Rainey. She gave up trash for Lent. Katie Blackley from our partner station WESA in Pittsburgh produced this piece.